I'm about to make this bitch last.
Probably do that.
Dude, I feel sorry for you because you're watching like every one of us drink.
He's
good.
He hasn't drank in about a year.
He's laying his drink, which y'all don't know is vodka and that grape juice.
Cheers.
Oh, shit. All right.
Yeah, that thing will.
Welcome back to Mayhem, Misdemeanors, and Debauchery. I'm Sid here, looking like Toy Story, Sid from Toy Story, from what old girl here says. Back here with Big John.
Sid from Ice Age.
Justin. He ain't saying nothing.
Yeah!
Guest Adam.
That's Adam.
And another guest, Sarah.
The babysitter, right?
Hey, babysitter. We got actual topics now, so.
Oh, yeah, I got those in my pocket.
I just see. Already starting
out. It's fine.
Getting mad.
Don't do it, I swear to God. Scott?
I can see it from here! Alright.
What are you raging at?
Fucking
I see a smug bitch. I know it's a smug son of a bitch. I'm just kidding. John has a lot of topics here, so we're gonna fucking.
A few topics.
Hold
on.
As soon as he started, Marcus has already lied to you. Fuck you!
What did he say?
Go to hell!
And Dustin made a cry face.
Yeah, I saw, that's what I
that's
saw.
What
that's what I saw, the cry face. Little ass. Alright.
Little ass.
I got some shit to talk about.
Yeah, go. Yeah, hit up something because I'm gonna find this and
hit up something.
Yeah.
Not me.
No, you. Don't be like that. No. All right. Here's one I've been we talked about is watching tranny porn gay. Really important topic we got here.
Is it?
Is it, Scott? Let's ask you first.
I'm asking you, asshole.
No, we're asking you first. It's a weird thing to go on to, huh?
We've already had this conversation.
We're talking.
I've never watched
it. I've talked about it on camera.
But I do watch strap-on porn.
Like
girl on
thing.
Girl, but
kinda like the same
I don't
thing.
Know.
Isn't that the same thing?
No,
it's a dick attached to you. Come on.
It's still the same.
It's still the same.
Though.
There's boobies.
Yes.
There's twice as much boobs. Justin, I'm telling you.
Boobs with dicks.
What if it's a tranny without a dick? Is it still gay?
Is it still a tranny?
Wait, like a dude do it.
Like is that that
could
that
be a tranny,
that
yeah.
vagine
it's
made
still,
a fucking pepper
a
peckerwood or
no? Trannies would be
not all trannies have to have dick.
They're gonna have
yeah. There's a you know guys that go to girl.
Yeah, I mean,
if you didn't fucking know
you're
that.
Still, no, but you're still gonna have.
No, they can make you. They can turn your pecker into a pussy.
Right.
Yeah.
So.
Caitlyn Jenner is a fuck.
Yeah.
Goddamn.
He was an American hero, that son of a bitch. Jesus Christ.
Yep. The liberals got to him.
Oh, my God.
The liberals didn't get to him. He's just fucked in the head
no.
of his own.
You know what it was? Was the four fucking bloodsuckers he lives with, all right?
Sure.
That twist any fucking man's mind to shit. All right? The fucking,
fuck you,
oh, my God. Scourges of the fucking earth. I don't know. Yeah, gay. I'm gonna say gay.
You're gonna say gay?
Yeah.
Okay. Adam, it's not.
I say it's not.
I say it's not either.
Y'all gay.
Not saying that. Fuck you! Chase is laughing at me. But you laugh at me. Not saying that I go and watch it. But dude, what if you watch straight porn? A dude and a girl.
Well, someone ruined straight porn for me the other day. I swear to God.
Yeah,
what are you looking at me for?
We were talking about
no,
Xbox,
I can't remember. Yeah, we were talking on Xbox and someone ruined straight porn for
me. Smart. No. You had something pop up on Facebook or something.
Ron White ruined it for me.
How?
Because he's talking about it and he's like, my friend brought up a really interesting point about me the other day. He's like, when you watch porn, he's like, you know, you don't think about it. Like, when you watch porn, you don't want an average dick, you want a big, hard, throbbing cock. I was like, that's a valid point.
No, what was it? It's that you're anytime you watch porn, it's half like what they say, like 45% of it is just dick and balls.
I mean, they're not lying.
Yeah, they're not.
Yeah, and it's like, oh, I'm going to lesbian then.
Straight girl
I know. But I will say,
no, I who the fuck said
I'm
that?
I'm not gonna lie.
I don't know if it was Maybe it was smart. I think it was smart. I fucking said something. I can't fucking remember. And I was like, yeah, this is great. I'm switching to fucking lesbian porn now.
Just remember, everyone, as a wise man once said, it's not incest porn if the volume's off. Just remember that.
That's good.
Have you noticed that most
of
the homophobes have, like, they watch girl-on-girl porn, but they're
you're
like,
calling me a homo?
If you won't watch dude to dude, go.
I'll watch straight porn.
Though, but you'll watch girl-on-girl porn.
Excuse me.
But
sorry.
It's still watching gay porn.
Right, but it's not.
Okay, you're on the other side of gay then.
Well, if you're gonna be like universal, like I don't gay, you can't be gay, no gay.
No, I don't give a fuck. Y'all want to be gay? Be fucking gay. All right. You want to get married? Hey, better.
I'm on
that. It won't last.
Fucking
yeah,
gay.
It's fucking
gay.
Just be ready. Doesn't matter. Be miserable like everybody else.
Exactly. They're married.
That's what it is. I don't care if you're gay. Be miserable like everybody else.
Exactly.
The only way. Spend
my fucking
out
point through all this bullshit like ever.
Don't come up to me and be like, yeah,
yeah, yeah.
Like, hey.
When you got a face, though, they're
just. Did you just grope your own kid, you weirdo?
I mean, even then, though.
That's exactly what he does, John.
Oh, no. That's, yeah, then you strive into the fucking, oh. They deserve, like, a grown man identifies as a woman deserves to be pissing in a woman's...
No, he doesn't.
Right now.
How did this get over?
The main... No,
this is
the thing. This is the thing.
Yo, did you hear that Luke Perry died?
Recently.
Yeah, like 2 months ago?
Yeah, two months ago. You know how they buried his ass?
No.
They covered him up. Luke Perry. You probably don't know. All right, he
sounds was... I know him from Family Guy. That's about it.
Family Guy.
You know how they buried his ass?
What is it?
Shit stains.
Oh, God. Hit me in the fucking dick, you asshole.
Jeez,
they put him in a like a mesh suit and filled him full of mushroom spores and buried him just right underneath the dirt.
Basically, so he could just
become a mushroom.
Like a tree.
Exactly.
Probably because he did enough of them. He wanted to pay him back.
Yeah, I was sitting there thinking about it. It's like, you know, say about 200 years from now, some guy's going to be like looking around and see his mushrooms and eating them and... He's eating Luke Perry's, like, fucking ball bag or something, you know?
He's eating his remains, dude.
Because it's a mushroom?
That grew from your balls? Like, you're eating another
man's
ball?
A ball. Like, a mushroom ball. All right, whatever. Shaped like balls.
Forehead, nose, nipple. You know what I mean.
He's eating a nipple shroom, dude. It's fucking gross.
Yeah, so they, yeah, that's how they fucking just dug a fucking hole deep enough and
I mean, there's
mushroom
people out there
him.
That eat fucking bull testicles and shit. I mean, they can keep a straight
fair
face.
Fair factor.
There's have something to
do with fucking people.
Well, right.
Yeah,
they're like,
you don't think you need somebody?
Like white meat. I already said, if it came down, yeah. We had this talk at work. Harold and all them said,
Harold and Kumar?
Not just
all right, so.
Harold at work said, he was like, oh, I couldn't do it. I couldn't eat somebody else. And I said, then you're going to die. If it comes down to life or death, I was like...
I do?
Yeah.
Now, if it's going to take forever for somebody to die, you'll probably get put out of your misery.
More base.
And then I'll all right,
black base. All right.
What are we talking about?
What?
Nothing. Apparently, I ain't talking loud.
Someone's soft-spoken.
Notice I'm not as
that actually got me into this next one was if you're going to die, how do you want your buried? How do you want your body taken care of?
Dump me in those gutter. I don't give
Stone
a fuck.
In the trash.
I don't
right,
care.
Dead. No.
I am dead. I don't give a fuck. Actually, I don't know. Cremated. Fuck. Burn me.
If you don't go broke trying to bury me,
yeah.
I will haunt you forever. Like, do not cremate me. Don't do it.
What? You're afraid you're going to wake up in the fucking and burn alive?
It
doesn't matter
if
you're
fucking
dead anyway.
Have you seen the news stories of people waiting, like, in the morgues to, like, go get cremated and they wake up and they're still alive? If you're like, oh, shit. Well, just go and cremate.
Well, yeah, that's
what
if you have a shitty doctor.
That's when you get your family and option to get a second opinion from another doctor. And you're gonna go throw me in the incinerator.
And you think you're gonna wake up right in the incinerator?
Settle down.
After being dead for 4 days.
Yeah.
You fucking did it. You're lucky you gave it to me.
Okay.
That does not.
Not often.
Bury me.
That sounds like some fucking supernatural shit. All right.
Okay, so if they bury me, then you're 6 feet under dirt, you're gonna die anyway.
I can do it. I can make it up.
No, you can't. You'd suffocate.
Don't.
You can't push that much dirt off you. You'd die anyway.
You know how I
was. 6 feet down? No. No.
Fuck
no. You know how? A shallow grave?
Watch it.
Yeah,
watch it.
Put me in a shallow grave.
What are you doing?
Let's play that TV moved.
No, it's
what are you doing, Justin?
Huh?
What are they doing with your body? They
packing
it? Are they fucking it?
fucking it.
Oh, you remember Hunter S. Thompson? Remember the guy from Fear and Loathing?
Yep.
Yeah, you know how they fucking did him? They cremated his ashes, and you know he was friends with like Johnny Depp and shit.
Yeah.
Johnny Depp put his
they smoked him, didn't they?
They put him in fireworks and shot him over his fucking land.
That's awesome.
And just blew it up like that's fucking dope.
Fucking awesome.
Yeah.
Viking funeral.
Keith Richards snorted his dad's ashes.
No, that's not gonna happen.
Viking. No, no, that'd be dope.
It's easier to do that than it is to pay for
like,
a funeral.
What are you talking about?
Put me on some wood, light me on fire, everybody drink and.
Oh no, I was thinking the other way. Like a king, a Viking king, like they put you out on a fucking river and just.
No, no, I just, I'd rather just be on land, and I don't know if anybody here is accurate enough to fire a bow and arrow.
I want a king. He said Viking for real. Yeah. Like they're just gonna burn the body. I said I want fucking archers.
You go ahead and burn my ass off.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. Just put some wood, you know, up in the fucking circle and then throw my ass on top. Put me in a funny pose of the king too, and then
I just want to set it on fire and burn. It.
Yeah, that's what he was talking. Yeah, that's how he would big ass wood and just. You know. So oh fuck, we got
You know how I wanna...
Sabo, Miller, and Liz is watching.
Liz! Hey, Liz, I don't watch anymore. She backed out. Shame on Liz.
Oh, Alex. Douchebag Alex.
Douchebag. Is it douchebag Alex or is it big Alex?
Do you know any other fucking Millers?
You said Alex. That's
don't say his last name.
God. The CIA's watching.
Oh God, he's gonna get doxxed.
Yeah.
Shit. Alex Jones.
We just hear this.
Not good scratch.
Christ, dude. I swear.
Liz says hi.
Fuck you, Liz.
Just to her, no one else. Fuck us all.
Fuck you, Liz.
Oh, fuck you double. The first one was just for canceling. This one's for... Because you're dumb.
She's dumb, stupid, and frankly, she's retired. Worst trade deal ever.
Yeah, this one goes out like straight out of left. I mean, from where we were going, like death and shit.
We're all over the place.
No, the other one was like, all right, they're talking, what's his name, James Wan? The guy who did all the horror movies, Insidious and shit. With the fucking Insidious, what was the other one?
I know what they are, I've never seen them.
All right, oh, he's the Asian director. He's directing the new Mortal Kombat movie. Yeah. So, oh, it's gonna be. Oh, that's great. I mean,
that's how it should be.
Yeah. Because
I mean, the first Kirk you come across as like a main battle supplement is the fucking Turkotan, fucking Baraka.
Yeah.
And all his hordes. What creepier thing are you gonna look at when you first come to a place than that fucking thing?
Yeah. It needs to be.
Like Jesus Christ.
But no, they were.
Jesus Christ.
Jesus.
What was it? They said they had just a few people picked out on casting, but like you know, Ronda Rousey will be fucking Sonya Blade. That's already fucking come through.
Absolutely.
No.
Mayhem, Misdemeanors, and Debauchery is brought to you by ISIS.
Hate you all. Miller says he hates you all.
ISIS.
Thanks, Miller. Appreciate it, bro.
Bomb America.
All right, welcome back.
ISIS. Bomb America. What the fuck, man?
That's gonna get the fucking CIA.
That'll get a knock on our door.
Now that we know how you want your remains to be handled.
Scott Coleman said that. Nobody else.
All right, drag me up to Iran and have them hook me up to the fucking trucks and break my legs apart. And they'll go,
they probably put car batteries on your nuts.
Ow.
I'll already be dead.
Ouch.
Fuck all that.
No, wait, who would y'all cast?
Alex.
I'm sorry.
The Mortal Kombat. I highly doubt you remember any of the characters.
Who's the martial artist that is? He's a black dude. He's from
Jax.
Jax. No, Jax is like the
veteran. Not the character himself.
Chet Kongo.
The guy. No. God, Jesus Christ.
Shao Kahn.
I know who you're talking about. Michael J. White.
Luke Kang.
Yes.
Yeah.
Michael J. White. Jax. Fucking Jax.
I am Jax.
Luke Kang. That's a hard one.
Is there like a fucking like?
I am Jax.
I don't know.
Where
I might even throw like
where is the chicken?
No,
where's the watermelon?
I'll tell you what, for Jax, Terry Crews all day.
Yeah!
Terry Crews all day.
Yeah, that would be
just put them fucking robot arms on him.
Is there a guy the size of Batista?
Yeah.
What?
Is
there a
guy the size of Batista?
Oh! No, I was watching a video.
Go get it.
And they said if they had to do the same thing, they'd put Batista's Baraka.
Yeah.
Because if you look at any of the Guardians of the Galaxy's when he's actually killing people,
he
looks like a fucking psycho.
Right, right. Well, plus he's basically bald anyway, so I mean, we can just, you know, do that.
All right, we're not doing that shit. No!
Nice throw, bro.
Is So who's that four-armed person or six-armed?
Goro.
Goro. Well, yeah.
Goro, Kishara, Shiva.
Shiva is the girl one.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. He's got six arms, three on each. So
lazy butt here. Yeah.
Holy shit, yeah.
Watch out your feet.
That'd be a good
bud.
One. The guy that you remember the mountain.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah. He watched Clegane Bowl. And, like,
fuck you.
I'm not watching the whole season until I get time.
He watched the last three episodes.
You're a fucking bitch.
This is just blame Johnny. Oh, had it on.
Game of Thrones.
Motherfucker, you've had a year and a half to watch it.
I'm not paying for HBO just for that reason.
It's 15 bucks a month and you don't work anyway. You can watch
it. You know how much I have to pay for my other shit I already have? I
just have 15 bucks.
Go get it.
You yelled at him. That's,
I know.
That's why I'm scared.
Go get it.
I have Game Pass. Go get it, bud. Go get it.
Well, you don't fucking need it.
Xbox Live. Hulu.
So you don't need all this. You don't.
Dustin says that for Jax, they pick Rampage.
That's why it's canceled.
Rampage Jackson.
That'd be a good one.
I don't know. Dude. I don't
that's
know what he.
That's my choice since he and I are connected. Oh.
Because you don't know who it is. I don't know, dude. 18.
All right. Let's see here.
Michael Jai White would be a good one, but I think they could.
Kano.
No, I know who I'd pick for that. That's another Game of Thrones one. It'd be Euron Greyjoy.
Character.
But that's only because I don't know any other fucking Australian characters.
Melina.
You know? Oh.
Yeah.
Like a
Lucy Liu character.
Yeah, Johnny Cage. Cage. That'd be a hard
John
one.
John Cena. Jason
Statham. Fuck, dude. No, because he'd have to. He'd have to be funny. But he'd have to be fucking serious. You know, like take some serious shit. You know, when it comes to fighting, but he's still gotta have that fucking haha about him. Johnny Cage.
Yeah. Throw that at me.
Let me see here.
H. Jonathan.
H. Jonathan. Best voice ever.
Yeah. One of the best.
God, that'd be fucking great.
I got one.
I don't know, man.
But hold on. And it left me. God damn it.
Because he can't be very big either.
Yeah, no, that's it. I'd go.
He's gotten bigger when he came to the other fucking.
He's too big. Chris Pratt's 6'5.
Yeah?
Johnny Cage's not 6'5.
Yeah, who's comparing?
He's like 6 foot.
Alright.
Rebel Wilson. That's what Dustin says.
I don't know. I think it, I mean, yeah. I didn't know he was actually 6'5". That would make sense. Yeah. I heard one. They said that they should do it like. You remember Stryker? He was like one of the shittier ones from like Mortal Kombat.
I liked three
or four.
He was on three.
He was a SWAT team member, white guy.
Oh yeah.
But he was just terrible. Yeah. And these guys I was listening to, like, dude, we choose John Cena and have him die. 3 seconds in the fucking movie. So.
Justin Bieber.
Striker here.
Oh. Johnny Cage would be probably the hardest one. Because you have to be good.
Nightwolf.
I don't know many Mortal Kombat guys. So like,
no, he's an
Nightwolf.
He's
not in the movie.
He's actually in Mortal Kombat 2. Yeah. In the movie. No.
No, he is. He's, he's in the second one.
Right. Just fucking say it. God, you're dumb.
What's that? No. What's that Mexican actor... The old, you know what I'm saying? The one from like Rob Zombie movies. You know what I'm saying? You know what I'm talking?
Oh, Danny Trejo.
Make him.
That would be a fucking dope Nightwolf, dude.
Make him as Nightwolf.
Cause he's
Rodriguez.
He
Rodriguez.
Robert Rodriguez.
Yeah,
he's a director.
Yeah, but he acts too as well.
No, he doesn't.
Yes, he does. He was in there with fucking what's his name in the vampire movie. He played the long haired guitarist.
No, dude, that's and from Dusk Till Dawn.
Yeah.
No, that was Tito and the Tarantula.
Or Tito, well, whoever the fuck that is, that guy. Oh my god. That's the one I'm thinking.
Don't
of.
Fuck with me on Robert Rodriguez movies. I'll fuck your shit up
but
on that.
But he's done. He acts in at least.
Not many. Three of his if films. He does, he makes cameos.
Or he doesn't.
I think he did a cameo in Spy Kids 2 or 1 or 2. He definitely didn't fucking know what he was doing with 3 when he puts Stallone as the bad guy.
Johnny Cage. Man.
Hey, I'm Stallone.
Welcome to my game. Yeah.
Oh my god. To see him
Raiden. I mean, you gotta have a Raiden in the movie.
Well, yeah.
Give it to me.
Or else you ain't got. Yeah, you don't
see,
have
no,
a fucking movie.
Christopher Walken's.
Oh my god.
Christopher Walken.
Oh my god.
I'm gonna kill you with
lightning. Why? I mean.
And
lightning. You
with
know.
My rod.
Talk to me like that again.
I'll break down fucking lightning on your ball bag.
Break down lightning.
What are you doing?
I don't know. I don't think. Dude, you gotta have
Al Pacino.
Cause you don't know. I mean,
you're an old white guy.
That's what he is. Right? He's an old white guy.
He ain't that old.
But he's not
old.
White. Fucking Al Pacino's fucking Hispanic almost.
He can still
he's
make
Cuban.
That Asian guy from Kill Bill. Bam. The teacher.
Oh, the fucking Pai Mei. Yeah.
Yeah.
I don't know who that is. I know who I pick for fucking Liu Kang. That would be that. You, none of y'all. I guarantee you know what I'm saying. You seen
Daniel,
The Raid?
What's his fucking name, dude?
I thought about that one. Have you ever seen The Raid?
I don't think so. Jason Scott Lee'd be awesome for Liu Kang.
Yeah, but he's... Luke Kang, you had to pick Luke Kang and who's the other one? But the Kung Lao. You had to have two Asians. Luke Kang and Kung Lao. He's the one that had that razor blade head throwing just fucking meat slice you.
Jet Li's like
again, have you seen what Jet Li looks like?
It's a movie. How does it be CGI? I mean,
but he's like 65.
He's like 65. He's got a degenerative bone disease.
The looks alone would be Jet Li. Jet Li with the fucking curved razor hat, like it'd be done deal right there. He would look awesome as
him. And maybe it's Raiden, but like I said, he looks like a goddamn cancer patient.
There's no way you could do it as Raiden because he's so fucking short.
Okay, but Raiden was originally supposed to be an Asian guy, not a white guy like they put in all the fucking movies.
So of course, all the white people get the better acting.
Alright, stop. Chill.
Calm down, dude. Yeah.
Jace, go.
Alright. Molina.
Dude, I didn't know that.
Or not Molina.
I can't remember half the characters.
No, Molina was in there, too. I guess.
Molina was in the one with the fucking face?
Yeah, or that was the second one.
She was in the second one.
Who was it? Katana.
Katana. She was the main bitch in the first one.
Next
to Sonya Blade.
I know, like, Scorpion, Sub-Zero.
Fuck, dude, how did we forget about them motherfuckers?
Well, we're probably...
Scorpion and Sub-Zero, I don't know who the fuck I'd choose for.
Well, they have a mask.
Honestly, it wouldn't matter until the second one.
Well, I mean, if you was to go with, like, some of the other storylines before they had the mask on and shit.
No.
But they had them on by the time we came to the tournament, so, I mean...
Yeah. I don't know.
I only want the mask.
What you got? Let me see.
So... I don't know, Melina. It had to be a brute. I'd do another fucking UFC fight. I'd get Misha Tate.
Misha Tate.
For who?
Melina. Or Katana.
I mean, they're both darker, though. I mean, both of them,
She can get a tan, dude.
She's a bad bitch.
Katana.
I mean, maybe Melina, because her face would be fucking, Joker-esque fucking... teeth and shit, but...
You know, that's why, because she's, like, a part of that Baraka clan.
Well, they took Shao Kahn DNA, Shao Kahn did, and cloned...
Hey!
But I was going to say, Mortal Kombat, that's definitely... The fucking boy behind that, I've watched so many fucking things on.
Yeah, no, we don't have enough fucking time in the world to fucking go through all the storylines of that. But, what else? No one else watched AEW, so I can... I know the outcomes of dude, it was fucking amazing. Alright, I'll give you some of the shit. They called out WWE twice.
Oh, I saw
oh
that.
My god, it was fucking great, dude. I showed you the video of him.
Is it gonna be like an invasion thing?
I doubt it, but they fucking...
I saw both of them.
Well, you watched the Hall of Fame ceremony.
And Brett Hall.
Billy Gunn.
I didn't watch any of it.
Alright, so...
I hate WWE at this point, dude. I ain't watched them so long.
They inducted DX. All of them. And Billy Gunn was there, and they were sitting there saying, "Well, we can't say Vince or we'll get fired." Billy Gunn goes, "I can say Vince all I want. I don't work for him." Triple H goes up to him and goes, "Look, man, Vince will fucking buy that little pissant company you run and run it just and destroy it." He goes, and everyone, the whole crowd's like, "Oh," and because he runs with AEW now, and Cody Rhodes and all that. Oh my god, that match was fucking awesome. The Cody Rhodes Dustin Rhodes match started, and I showed you what happened. But what happened was his girlfriend, or his wife,
Brandy
went down there, and she brought a sledgehammer out from over there, and there was that throne. This iron throne made of concrete, and
doesn't sound iron to me.
Oh, whatever, it's an iron cross. Who?
Jason.
No.
What's the play?
No. And just smack. I mean, it was set up clearly because he hits the fucking seat and it cracks in half. The fucking throne. And then they were sitting there before that, they came out and were introducing, oh, welcome to Double or Nothing. 13,000 people. Yeah, they're like, well, we got 13,000 people. That was another shot on WWE. Yeah. It was fucking great.
Yeah, it definitely was.
Calling out the fucking population and rounding up.
WWE needs fucking competition.
Yeah, well, TNA ain't fucking doing it.
He's trying. It's
so shit, dude.
Work.
Let's see. Yeah, I put a Rammstein album, but I know y'all don't listen to it. Cobra Kai show. Alright, I know nobody's fucking watched it, but can we all agree that Daniel was a fucking douchebag in the movie? Yeah.
Yeah, he's an asshole.
Alright, can we all get a board on that? Y'all seen Karate Kid?
Karate Kid, yes.
Alright, is he an asshole?
Who?
Ralph Macchio's
the main character.
Main character, Daniel.
Oh, the kid?
Yeah, he's a dick.
Is he an asshole?
Dude, it's been a while. I can't really say.
Yeah, I have the same thing. It's been probably 10, 15 years.
Yeah, I've seen it, like, back when it came out.
The first one.
Oh, I know.
Because you gotta think, all right, what happened? He stole the dude's girlfriend.
Yeah.
Kicked his ass at the karate tournament, which disbanded the whole fucking Cobra Kai altogether. That's all he had ever had.
If you're in a tournament, you're not gonna half-ass it.
Huh?
If you're in a tournament, you're not gonna half-ass it. They kicked his ass in the tournament.
He's still an asshole.
Yeah.
He's fucking ass!
Sure.
So, with the Cobra Kai show, it's like, what, 30 years later after that tournament?
It's something like that.
The guy who played Daniel, Ralph Macchio's in it.
Jesus
and he's
Christ,
like,
you smart old monkey.
He's got his whole life together. He owns a car lot. Like, a very, like, imports and shit.
Yeah.
And the guy who he beat is like, an out of work fucking, like, he gets fired from his job. He's rocking an iRoxy, you know, just fucking shitty. And then he gets the idea to reopen Cobra Kai. And then this guy hears about it, and it's like, oh. He's like, oh, you stole everything from me. You fucking took my girlfriend. You did this, you did that. And it's like, all right, I can see where everyone could hate fucking Ralph Macchio now. So. They're on, like, season 2 now. The only downfall is on fucking
YouTube.
Yeah, YouTube Red.
Tell Scott to look over any walks in.
Just right in the fucking nose, right in the septum.
Oh, God.
Clack!
And he crashed his nose into his food.
He bleeds on my bed and you're watching it. Oi! let's see. This one was a hard one because you really gotta think about it. Movie characters that were casted perfectly the second time around.
I got a couple of them.
Yeah.
Definitely not the Ghostbusters movie.
That could be a different one altogether.
Are you talking remakes or like?
Like, all right. Like so you remember Iron Man? They had Terrence Howard play his buddy in the first one, and then in the second one it was
Don Cheadle.
Yeah.
Like that. Don Cheadle did a better job. Yeah, that one's gonna take some thinking.
Yeah, it's gonna.
Right.
Take Beast.
What do you got?
You got lighter, I might need to think about
Kelsey Grammer and the younger. Oh, I mean, you're talking about two different generations, though.
No, Kelsey Grammer was in 2003.
Yeah.
Yeah, him as Beast, though, because he got recast.
Oh, I thought you were talking about 2003 to X-Men Days of Future Past.
Yeah, Beast is in the very first one, the second
Yeah.
And then he's in the third one.
You know, he's actually in the first one, but he's not blue.
Yeah.
I looked that one up.
Tank cool. Yeah. But,
yeah.
Dude, Kelsey Grammer is fucking perfect. And
Yeah. That was, I mean, see, I got a few. I mean, well, fuck, if we're doing comic books, I mean.
Well, I'm just into them. But, like, there's one that, like, people won't agree because it's a totally different movie, but, like, Heath Ledger's the Joker.
Yeah, I mean, that's pretty much the top one.
Yeah, like, Heath Ledger's the Joker is fucking unbelievable.
Unless you get some of them fucking weirdos out there and say, they Leto did so much better.
Oh, Leto!
Apparently,
shit. I've just seen parts of him, and I'm like.
Apparently, Anthony Hopkins is Hannibal Lecter guy. He was a recast.
Yeah, you know who it was? A Brian Callahan.
Yeah.
Who, Mindhunter.
He was Brian Cox.
Brian Cox. Who did I say? Callahan? Who the fuck is Brian Callahan? That's a comedian.
Is Brian Cox the same dude from fucking Super Troopers?
Yeah, that's him. Yeah, he put, the chief in Super Troopers 1 and 2
was
Hannibal Lecter in the first Sounds time like he ever was, like, shown.
Huh.
Yeah. Up
Anthony
until about,
really
insane. Silence of the Lambs and Anthony Hopkins came and killed the goddamn thing. I mean, fuck. I would say, well, you said X-Men, Liev Schreiber.
Is Wolverine.
Well, no, Sabretooth.
Sabretooth, got it.
The two Sabretooths.
Well, like, dude, the dude from the first one was.
I don't even know who the. Well, he's been in horror movies, I think.
His name's Taylor Mayne.
Maybe not. Sorry. I don't know.
But like, he's perfect for Sabretooth. He's got the size. He just can't act.
Yeah. Well, I mean, it was just act. All it was just makeup and shit. Yeah. I mean, at least Liev Schreiber, he's got some fucking. He can send it, man.
I liked them both. I thought the first dude played the part well.
Right.
It's just the movie itself sucked.
I mean, they could bring him back for, I mean...
That's a really hard topic. It's almost better to do who played ones better and then they ruined it. You know, there's more of them than there are fucking the other
ones. Heath Ledger to Jared Leto.
Well, we'll say the kids in the new It movie compared to the made TV It movie.
Yeah.
Brandon Lee. Looks so much better than the first.
So the new one's apparently super good.
Like, if you've ever read the book, you know that everything with kids...
What was it?
The story so much better.
Who did they... Who?
Well, yeah, they're supposed to have an orgy in the fucking book, but they didn't put that in there.
Well, it was written in a way that you didn't feel, like, ooey-gooey, like, weird watching it, like, reading it. Sorry.
You know, I think it was Neo. They offered the role to Will Smith before they did Keanu Reeves.
That would have been god-awful.
Yeah, I mean, it wasn't... a big thing.
It doesn't work. You know how I can tell you how it doesn't work there?
He had Bad Boys. One of the Bad Boys movies going on.
Bad Boys 2 came out, 2003?
Yeah.
Matrix.
I think it was Bad Boys, still filming.
Well,
Matrix was 99, wasn't it?
Yeah.
What the fuck was Will Smith doing in 1999?
He had one
Men in Black.
Yeah,
Men in Black. God damn, I'm good. Either that or Enemy of the State.
That would have been Men in Black.
John.
What, Men in Black or Enemy of the State?
Oh.
Okay, what the fuck were you doing?
Oh, watch out, bud.
We didn't mention any of that.
Okay. Oh. His knee, my knee hit his head.
My titties are sweating, man.
Oh, shit, I forgot.
I like this shit.
Huh? That new Men in Black movie is probably the second.
No, it will.
I like 1, 2, 3. Trust 3 was a stretch, but I like it. But this new one's just
It's got Chris Hemsworth.
It will suck, but Chris Hemsworth's in
it. I don't know, dude. Chris Hemsworth was in the second that fucking spy movie. The Kingsman. Kingsman 2.
Oh yeah.
And he fucking sucked.
Yeah.
He didn't last very long neither.
I don't know.
He had like a 15-minute like cameo.
Awesome.
No,
he's in the second one. Never mind. Yeah.
All right. I'll probably go see it.
Because he plays a fucking Texas hick.
Yeah.
Well, but he's a spy. It's a good movie.
He got poisoned or whatever.
Yeah.
Spoiler alert. Dude, God.
Really, it's not that big a one.
It's been out for like 3 years, so
it's a big 4 years. Spoiler, dude. I'm not going to see it. Cause
not really a big spoiler.
You're not a big spoiler.
Probably.
But no, I mean... Yeah. So what, you didn't... So you said the kids from Ed...
You
still waiting on yours. What?
The Crow is probably...
Yeah.
The Crow!
The first one's the best one.
Yeah, when they replaced Brandon Lee with fucking...
You think Eddie Furlong fucking did better?
No, I was talking about my subject.
The other way around?
Well, I was going to say, I'm like, if you're shitting on Brandon Lee, like, we can't be friends.
Of course not.
We can't be friends.
Oh my God.
You bastard! We got some
He's
dust
a fucking
tea.
Saint.
If you want some of that. Well, like I said, there's mixes or some shit in there, so...
It's actually cold water in the fridge, probably, not the thing of water.
Alright, so...
What next?
I got we went from comic books to that. Overlooked comic book movies.
You're welcome.
Because, I mean, think about it. All of Marvel just fucking...
I mean, what's the overlooked, but it's...
I mean, yeah, no, it's been over, like... What?
People don't sit and think that it's a comic book movie. Like, you seem like, oh, everyone's so afraid to do an R-rated comic movie, but The Crow was an R-rated comic movie.
Blade,
yeah.
There's.
I still think Blade 2 probably fucking...
Blade was one of the best ones. It, honestly, it got Marvel out there. Like, most people didn't watch Marvel shit before Blade came. You know, and it's like...
Okay. No, well, I'm Blade talking, like, cool, totally, like, completely overlooked. Like, oh... Like, yeah, Blade 2 was like there, but
I mean, it's not overlooked in the sense of the movie, but its accomplishment to open up comic book movies at this point was.
I don't know. I still think that Ryan Reynolds has the best line in the history of Blade.
You cunt horp, cunt
cock juggling thunder cunt.
That's it. Yeah,
that's the greatest insult I've ever.
I remember, dude. My dad fucking laughed his ass off. He fucking rewound that thing 4 or 5 times and just died
dude,
every
that's
time.
Great, because like Ryan Reynolds up to that point has always played like the fucking funny guy. And everything.
Oh, I mean, he still does, so, you know.
He's better.
But apparently, the only reason why people think Blade 3 sucks is because of Wesley Snipes' head got so far, it got so big.
Right. I mean, Triple H is also in it. That doesn't help.
I don't, dude. I like Triple H as a bad guy, man.
It's good.
It's one of the better ones.
I like that ending fight too.
Fucking Norman Reedus turns around and the bad guy in the second one. I mean, who's seen that fucking shit coming? I thought, you know, good guy Connor McMurray or whoever the fuck from from Boondock Saints would be a bit good guy. No, he's a fucking asshole. Fucking prick.
What are you talking about?
Willem
Dafoe? What?
Dude, Willem Dafoe is awesome.
No, Norman Reedus.
Willem Dafoe be something.
Yeah, you remember he was in Blade 2.
He played,
you really gotta look through that shit. Like he's
I gotta go back.
He was his buddy in the beginning.
He plays Whistler. Whenever.
No, he doesn't. He's like,
I gotta,
when Whistler dies,
I don't remember became vampire shit, all that, you know, yeah. He replaced him because he needed a tech guy, basically.
Yeah.
Stretch. And then everybody finds out, you know, hey, he's been keeping an eye on them the whole time, you know.
Yeah.
This side.
Come on,
yeah.
You can do it, man.
There you go.
Like a turtle.
I mean, look at that. You see the sweat lines? Just bad sweat lines,
that's
man.
That's fucking disgusting.
It's right. Story of my life, bro.
You're sitting next to fucking AC.
I got a lot of weight on me. I got a lot of skin to touch.
We're in a hot, muggy room with our good friends.
It's only
hot.
It only went over.
I would like to be nowhere better.
John, can I use your wife, by the way?
No.
I forgot to bring one.
No.
No.
Oh, God.
Take a watch, man. Fucking fan. It's just a...
yeah, let's see. Don't fucking start coughing now, goddammit. Now, I'm pouring it over this way.
Careful.
You bastard.
I'm on fucking this side. Smoke doesn't
scoot
bother
that
me.
Way then.
No. Smoke doesn't bother me when I'm drunk. Or when I'm drinking, I should
so,
say.
What just happened?
No, it was just, it's this thing fucking resetting.
No.
Piece of shit.
Are we not live?
No, we're good.
So what are we talking about now?
I got the Game of Thrones ending.
Oh, boy.
I mean, I know, like I said, out of all of us here, it's only going to be three of us that know what the fuck's going on.
Erica, explain the whole ending to me.
All right, so
this should be like a 5-minute conversation at the most.
I don't know.
It's not going to be.
I hate it and I like it. Like, I loved how the Clegane Bowl went. I
am I just
love
making
that
connection now?
Yeah.
Is that...
The Clegane
okay,
Bowl
so... Great.
That's
I was trying to remember how I knew him for so long back, because he always said, oh, I remember you and your sisters.
He watched
that. I keep seeing the meme floating around, where, you know, they're going to, they're like, who is it? Grey Worm and all them other motherfuckers are like, oh, we're going to Noth.
Like,
you know?
Alright, John, you can stay.
Yeah, you can stay. I was like, why didn't that fucking happen? Bran's just a fucking asshole is what he is.
Look at that.
Oh, Bran knows what's got to be done to make a better future. I said,
and he knew that. He knew that shit was coming.
Oh,
he's
yeah.
fucking lying to everybody. He goes, I can only see in the past. No, bullshit.
No, he knew it was coming.
You knew.
That's why I didn't stop it.
Fucking
why
prick. Why
did he came all this way?
He fucking Doctor Strange does. He looked at him and went,
one
like that. Yeah,
one.
Well, this is it.
Yeah. I don't
fuck.
Know. Like, people hate it, and it's like, they're like, I don't like it. It's like, well, how would you rather have it? Well, I don't know, but I don't like it.
Someone big would have died.
Like, the thing is, if you don't like the ending, but you can't come up with something you'd rather have, your opinion doesn't fucking matter.
All right, it's like a Mass Effect ending.
They're doing like they're signing petitions to get it redone. The whole season.
It's not gonna happen.
It'll never happen.
They're gonna do like branch offs from it, right? Like Fear of the Walking Dead.
They're doing prequels.
Yeah, which I think they should have done that in the first place.
The only spinoff I want to see is The Adventures of John Torment and Ghost.
Right there.
That'd be great.
Put it over there.
Fucking Torment. Torment himself would be fucking just. Awesome.
I want to do his own show. Rebellion prequel, but I don't think they're going
to
do it.
That'd be the one to do.
I don't think they want to, though. They're doing
so to fill in. I mean, they kind of filled it in already.
That'd be the one to do, though.
He seen me have this. I put it in this hand and then switched it over to this one, and then he's like, whoa.
That would definitely be the one to do.
I don't know. Like I said, I would have had somebody major killed off. Like, one of the fucking Starks would have had to die. Either Stark or Snow died.
It's a Disney ending. That's why people don't like it. Which is fine. It's a Disney movie. It doesn't mean it's bad. It's just not great.
Everyone thought, glad Davos got a fucking happy ending. That was
people
great.
People are like, how is it a Disney ending? Are you kidding me? The evil queen dies and all the heroes
survive. The evil Knievel queen dies.
Man, I was kind of bummed when old boy with the one eye fucking died in the Battle of Winterfell. The fire worshiper? I can't remember his name.
Oh, Merrick?
Yeah.
Well, you knew he was going to die.
I know. I was bummed when that dude got mauled by that bear last season.
Stop moping around.
Fucking clawed armor this season. You're gonna get so one. Ridiculous. What? Bear got stabbed 50 what fucking times and still survived. Ow. Alright, I got one. Way to go.
Two kittens down.
So, Suicide Squad 2.
What?
Suicide Squad 2. Coming out.
Did you say you got more of this shit?
I got water and, like, tea and, like, mixer juice. Straight back.
Flavor water.
We got beer!
Grenadine back there.
James Gunn, the guy who did all the Guardians, he's doing Suicide Squad 2.
He's supposed to be doing Guardians
3. Yeah. Well, they finally got their fucking head out of their goddamn ass.
Well, they knew.
Oh, that's why it went off.
Talk about an upgrade.
Old boy from work is watching. Mike Hamill's watching.
All right, right on.
Mike.
He said he was at somewhere watching some band play earlier today.
Well, he'll have to come on sometime.
I told him.
That son of a bitch.
So, yeah, I kind of want to wait for Adam because I want to see his fucking face. So, they're keeping two people out of the original cast. Well, probably three.
Talking about
Viola Davis, the Black Suicide Squad. You see it? Now?
I'm not.
Well, everyone bitched that they didn't get to see enough of Leto's Joker, but he's not even part of the Suicide Squad.
It's because he sucks.
They're taking Will Smith's not playing in it.
He was apparently very difficult to work with.
They got an idea who it was going to be. Because he's talking, about it.
Apparently, from what I read, the character's not even in this one. They say he's saving it for the following movie, or maybe.
No. Deadshot's not in it. That's right. It's someone else.
Deadshot.
I like the guy.
AK, make your head rock.
You already see it?
Red Dot.
What? No, I was going to say that. I thought you were peeking over here like,
no. Deadshot was my favorite character.
Nah, dude, it was too much focused around BMG Will Smith. 50, that's why the fucking 50. Fucking dumb. They're putting Deathstroke in it.
Deathstroke?
In Suicide Squad 2.
I
just
had that favorite.
Now, they're talking to Idris Elba.
I can't even imagine that, dude.
Just he fucking play Deathstroke.
It'd be instantaneous exploding.
Hey, move your ass.
Move your booty.
Scoot over on the other one.
The booty, move it.
Sit here.
Get the blanket.
That's you're gonna have to deal with
this,
over there, bro.
This monstrosity of a man. Look how scared
hard?
He looks.
What? Why are your nipples hard?
Hey, don't touch his.
He actually sprayed some water up on him from the.
Get freshened up a little bit.
Oh, God.
I can't ever pronounce this fucking dude's name right. Like,
who? Dude?
Idris Elba?
Idris Elba?
Idris? He's playing Deathstroke in Suicide Squad 2.
Idris Elba's such a good actor.
So, they're keeping Margot Robbie, of course, and Jai Courtney for Boomerang.
Get out of here, Jace!
And they're talking, I got it saved on my phone, and I can't use my phone. Fuck!
Dude, Margot Robbie.
Keep trying to grab it.
Captain, or Polka Dot Man supposed to be in it?
Captain Underpants!
And he's small. He's gonna, I guarantee he'll have a part like fucking the one guy did in the first one, just blew his head off.
Breaking
completely.
My fingers, Jace.
Fuck.
That's what I said.
Let's see. I had to fucking get into there. But they were, let me see. Yeah, hold on a second. Go ahead, talk amongst yourselves. I'm going to log this in.
What do you guys think about them doing like an adult like version of Ed, Edd n Eddy?
I would be down.
I probably wouldn't.
Why?
Scott had watched this.
I wouldn't watch it. It'd be fucking retarded.
It's pretty much artists that drew like what they would look like in their teenage years, and it was actually pretty good. It was animated though.
Yeah, it didn't look good. The idea of it kind of showing like a lifestyle that's then to now. You know, I mean, it was based off the original character from the show too.
Yeah,
how they added in. You know,
I just think it'd be really dumb.
Well, if
it's
like
if
bigger
it's an adult
too,
version,
or,
it'd be too much like Superbad though. If you think
yeah,
it.
So I wouldn't watch
Superbad
it.
Superbad was like iconic.
Okay.
Yeah, you're not beating Superman.
I mean, this is still animated in a similar style.
I still wouldn't watch it.
Wait, I mean, it's like the same thing as they did like a horror version of Courage the Cowardly Dog. I'd watch the fuck out of it.
I would definitely, Courage.
Even a horror version of it. It is a horror movie.
I mean, but like a
kid. Yeah, but it's a dog. Are you doing a fucking.
They would have
like something like Milo and Otis
out of it. You know what I mean?
Oh, well.
It would have to be a CGI.
Dude, Courage is awesome, dude.
Right.
So. They could easily fuck that up.
Or
just like they fucked up Sonic.
Yeah, but that's being pushed back.
Yeah,
like
they pushed it back.
Dude, they're resuming it. Finally.
Yeah. heard about that.
Jim Carrey?
Probably. Yeah, more than likely. Yeah, I'm sure he already got paid.
Even he shit on that, which is already got money.
All right, that's it. Yeah.
Stop. I don't really need to do anything to sit over here.
John Cena's going to be playing, and he'll be in the next
John Cena
Suicide Squad.
I hope his only line is "You can't see me," and it's he's playing an invisible guy.
Then he dies.
Right, you afterwards. Can't see me, and then he just gets fucking.
He's playing
shot
someone named Peacemaker. So I imagine he's probably going to be
a good guy.
Yeah, of course. I don't see John Cena ever being a bad guy. I still can't see The Rock playing a fucking bad guy.
But he plays it well.
I mean, oh, he's only playing a bad guy in one.
Doom. Really well.
He's the bad guy in Fast Five.
Fucking turd.
Yeah, but no, he really was he really like, a bad guy?
He's still the bad guy.
Yeah. Yeah. The fucking brown muscles.
And he says the best line in that whole franchise too.
Scorpion King.
He wasn't a bad guy in that.
Hey, was?
Yeah, no, he was.
Scorpion King. All right, yeah. From the fucking other side's other guy's view, yeah.
Yeah.
Oh no, you're talking Mummy.
From the beginning,
we're talking the Mummy too. Not
yeah,
Scorpion
not Scorpion King. King.
Right. Well, he was in that, and then in at the
yeah,
end of
but
one
in
of
the Scorpion King, he's not the bad guy. Yeah.
At the end of one of the Scorpion Kings, he gave up.
Didn't say anything in Mummy 2.
He gave up his
yeah. He
power.
Did that shitty scene.
He looked like a fucking PS2
like,
character.
Like literally, he just
he
walks,
was a,
what? Gives his soul.
Oh,
to whoever
he was, yeah, he was about to die in the first or in the beginning of that one, which is explained.
Marcus said Slade Wilson.
Yeah.
Okay.
That's what we're talking about, Deathstroke.
This right. is like before, yeah.
The guy who was in Guardians of the Galaxy and Walking Dead, Michael Roker's playing King Shark.
Dude, I love Michael Roker.
Yeah,
I think he's gonna. I mean, King Shark's a fucking. He's gonna be nothing but CGI.
He's gonna be awesome,
but it'll be great.
But even just having his voice in their period is great.
He's wobbling the whole thing.
Hey, get away from there,
boy! Over here, little man.
Come here.
Come here.
Maybe beat you
up. Now he's scared.
Get your drink.
Pick him up. Scott, pick him up.
Pick him up.
Give me high five.
He ain't gonna bite you.
He's gonna bite me again. You already bit me before.
Come here.
Imagine getting bit by a little kid.
Yeah, it's horrible. I mean, it's not a good experience.
I've been back.
So,
yeah. That's what she said.
Man, that was an hour. It was almost an hour's worth of shit. But yeah, they,
hours worth of poop.
Let's see. James Gunn, yeah, that's who's, doing Suicide Squad. Oh, Margot Robbie, dude, I'm telling you.
She can get it.
Dustin was like,
she's so
I'm here for John
that guy.
Scott, and sometimes, or
that, guy, John,
that dude's a good
Justin,
actor.
And sometimes
yeah.
me, and I was like,
good to get his head blown off.
Sometimes I strike gold, I try. Guess
are
talking
you
about
color me
movies.
What are we going to talk about for 13 minutes to round out this hour?
I'm not into movies, so that's why I haven't contributed much here.
Yeah, this
what?
Fucking guy
guys
almost
like,
nearly
actor. This guy
nearly everyone's fucking underwater in Alton right now.
Everyone's fucked except for us. We're like on the top of the hill.
Okay, this who's excited for Borderlands 3?
Me.
No.
Me.
Absolutely, it's gonna be game of the year.
It's gonna be awesome.
Hard pass.
It's literally gonna be game of the year.
Yep, easily.
It'll be terrible.
It's going to be a 9.8.
I'll probably end up getting it.
No,
won't,
because you know that new goddamn Star Wars movie is coming out. Or game.
Fucking buy the
name.
And
I'm not even really excited for the Star Wars.
How are you even going to get it, motherfucker? You still haven't got the zombie Z Nation or anything.
Dude, they're making a fucking movie based off Knights of the Old Republic. And I was like,
I
swear
to
God, if you fuck
that up. Is that based on? Is it?
And if you fuck that up.
That'll be extra money.
Hopefully, but...
Kenzie was asking him why he went.
No, we need to bring Dustin in here and just blindfold him so he doesn't know what to do. Like, he's not going
to
get nervous.
Just have a nice talk
about
random things off the internet.
Yeah, he's a fucking tank. Nothing's going to bother him. He's just going to be like,
get him drunk goggles. He'll be
drunk goggles. Hey, what are you doing?
Guys,
don't start looking for shit.
Don't start snooping around, you little poop.
You little shit stain.
Little poop butt.
Try to figure out what else we're going to talk about. Borderlands
Jace.
3 lasted about
4 movies. Right. I played the first one and didn't really care for it.
The second was so
the fucking the Clank guy, whoever the fuck he was, Ratchet or whoever the
Ratchet
fuck.
Ratchet and Clank, man.
No, the fucking robot in Borderlands. I couldn't stand him.
Claptrap?
Yeah,
he's a piece of shit. I hate him.
He's like, no, I'm good. Claptrap.
I think everybody hates him, but for the fact that he actually has more dialogue than.
No,
like,
there's people that love
else.
Him. I hope he dies.
I mean, his sort of dialogue was annoying, but he did have a few good one-liners randomly throughout that. Like,
towards the end of Borderlands 2, when they open up that big
careful.
Gate.
Stairs!
That's,
yeah,
one of the best
yeah.
lines. That's one of the best lines.
My one weakness!
No, yeah, like, they were talking, when we were talking, who played, hey!
Get yourself.
Say, I'm sorry.
Who would play the second character best? Who said that? Miller said the Punisher was good though, but I mean Thomas Jane the fucking what's his name?
I thought Thomas Jane was great.
Justin, I did too. I mean Ray Stevenson was fucking brutal in that third one.
And then you get John Bernthal. Like they're all good. I don't think any
John Bernthal, man, he needs to be more shit, man.
I don't think any of them are better than the other ones. I think they're all just really good.
Where'd it go, bud?
Sup, Kenzie? That's about 10 minutes late, but you know.
Mackenzie.
Well, what were you saying earlier, Scott? Or no.
I wasn't saying a damn thing. I have nothing to say right now. Fuck.
Locked on view or something from the camera?
What?
I didn't say that.
No. He was shaking the fucking thing.
Yeah, he was shaking
the... Kenzie was saying that she couldn't hear my brother to the left. That was about it.
Oh, okay.
Turn your volume up.
Yeah.
Put it down. Talking pretty loud.
Turn the volume.
God damn.
You gotta get Adam like kind of fucked up to get.
Damn, son, where'd you find me?
Even then, it's kind of fucking.
No, if I'm drunk.
When I'm sober, you sound like me. I think
we need to do one of these on like a legit like a Saturday one of these times. Get Alex on here and just get him shit faced.
We need to get Jeff on here and get him shit faced.
Racist Jeff and Miller.
Yeah.
What?
Jeff would not come on.
He wouldn't, because he's fucking embarrassed.
There's Creek.
Why is he so embarrassed? It just bothers me. Like, the littlest of things.
He's not embarrassed. He just doesn't want to come on here. Because he knows how he is when he's drunk, when you guys have been encouraging him. And he doesn't want to do it.
I don't care when I get fucked up. Like,
but he
you
does.
Guys make me do stupid stuff.
Dustin said chug it.
He does, though. So.
Who said it?
He said chug it, boys, so I don't count.
Here we go, crew. I'll chug my water. I got to stay hydrated.
Participate.
I don't want to chug it. This is my only one I got. Yeah.
Yeah, fuck you. That was like only a little bit left. You caught me at a good moment.
Wait for him to open another one, then he's like, chug it.
I gotta fucking do it. Cops are out everywhere. I'm not gonna slam beers.
Dustin's was trying to get us all drunk over the fucking chat. And
fucking
oh, drunk motherfucker.
I thought it was.
No, it wasn't Mike. No,
Tesla.
Yeah, no, it wasn't Mike.
I thought it was Mike that said that.
Kyle's baby mama.
Oh, okay.
With whatever her name is, Tessa, whatever.
Yeah.
Well, she had that big ass fish bowl of a drink, and we were doing, like, we were playing. Fucking what was it?
Circle of Death.
Circle of Death.
Yes.
We got a waterfall.
Oh no.
Dude, she was
last.
Next to me, so she can't stop till I stop. She
dick.
Has this giant fish bowl of a drink.
Yeah.
I was like. I think
give me some more beers.
It might have been Jeff. It might have been Scott. I was like, dude, give me like 4 beers.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Sounds like Jeff.
She drank that whole fucking thing.
Yeah.
I made sure of it.
She's a champ, dude.
Well, you remember...
Because most people back out like that.
Well,
I get so pissed. Remember when we had parties?
Just, I'll do it to Scott.
Yeah.
Well, I'll get 2 beers on purpose if I got more phone.
Well, here's the thing.
Fucking
ass. Me and Scott got a quick trip one night. We're pretty fucked up. We left the bars sort of early to go get... drinks from Quick Trip.
Wait, was this recent? This sounds recent.
Yeah, sort of. I was still living there at Chelsea's.
So okay, yeah,
it was
yeah.
like right before we moved. Well, then we seen somebody was yelling at us from a car, and it's like this piece of shit beat up
about.
Car.
Beat
like,
up!
What the fuck? And we look over, I was like, who the fuck's talking to us? It's like a Chelsea Huerta.
Huerta!
And her friend.
She was hot.
She was. She's like, hey.
Not anymore.
She goes, hey, what are you guys doing? We're like, oh, drinking at the house.
Just kidding.
Oh, you like, can we
I don't
go
have
over?
Friend, so...
Sure, I guess. They
I
go over. They don't have any drinks, so Scott gives them one of his mics.
Yeah.
And then
I'm always Scott. I'm always stacked.
We ended up playing fucking Circle of Death, and the same thing happened. Like,
she
was basically one chick was drinking the majority of it. She had like a little bit of the extra, but I'll give you one of mine, and then I ended up just basically making them drink the whole thing.
Did you chug that drink already?
Talking to me?
Yeah.
Tall boy.
Nah, that's not all time.
No, she was.
Was like, there a cigarette in there?
She said,
like an
"Watch
eyelash
it," because he's like right there.
I got this. He wants me to put my shoes on so he can.
He
put
said,
his
"You
shoes
boys
on
drink,"
to
so I didn't care for her. Apparently,
yo, I'm one of the boys.
So well, you. Yeah, I heard
no,
you right
I
before
you.
We did. You're like,
I still love.
He said, "Boys," so I don't count. And you took a sip.
So I still love playing
hey,
Thunderstruck. I would always get pissed when I didn't.
I don't need
these
on. I don't need to wear shoes.
Damn it!
Like, dude, what are we talking about? Thunderstruck?
Adam's gonna want to go to the bar later after this. He's like, man.
The tornado the other day?
Dude, I hate that
kind
of drink.
It's
really
gonna
do.
Be a tornado the other day.
Why'd you quit?
John came over my house. He's been chugging like,
I have a legitimate reason.
I seen the Snapchat.
He made himself throw up in front of the... He made himself throw up. Like, you guys know that John can, like, throw up kind of on command.
That's a weird talent.
I mean, I'm just saying, you guys
know what I can do the me. Finger in the mouth yeah. and throw up.
No, he can, like, burp and then throw up. Okay?
Damn.
This Christ. Chick across the street
Jace.
Is walking to the neighbor's house for, like, safety. And good he job is on my front up. Porch, and he just goes, he just hey, Dustin, blah, and just throws up on
oh,
my
chick, like, on command.
Yeah,
that's
the chick
that's
the
awesome.
Street,
oh, I said
she
there.
Saw it,
you could be an
goes,
actor,
like,
dude, right there.
Like, she's going to throw up from watching him throw up. And I'm sitting there trying to keep it together, but oh, my God.
Dude, all these
things again. Because
I had this, like, this
oh, God.
Soup that was in there. That
just keep on
just put it with some water, and it was good. It had the egg noodles. Oh, you see, I felt egg noodles hit my teeth.
Oh, dude. Out. Makes it even worse, so you do it again. Dude.
No, it's like, I can just bleh, like, I feel better.
No, then you walk,
Brandon.
No, no.
Brandon yeah. could just get...
No, you throw up, then you stumble up to her, grab her on the shoulder, help me! Like she's going to do something.
Yo mama.
He says it from the family guy when you know, goes, Peter like pulls back his Brian's ears and he like throws up on his face.
Oh,
what's up, bud?
That, my favorite episode of Family Guy is the reverse time
down?
One.
Yeah.
When it's them all we'll taking it back in and all of a sudden they're like, oh God, it won't stop.
Oh yeah.
And then Stewie takes a shit.
Yeah.
And then they put the diaper Ooh. Back on and he's like, it's so cold and gross, and then just goes back inside of him. He's like, ah!
Yep.
Oh, fuck. Oh, we got 5 minutes left.
Look at
on
you,
the
rock bottom,
the
Jace.
Thing here.
5 minutes and you took shit.
Rock bottom!
You think it goes back in? You're like, don't feel like go back in. You have to go back inside.
Wait, what?
I don't want to
know. I'm assuming if you notice.
Get some!
Well, like in the last 5 minutes, you take shit. Travel back in time.
No.
6 minutes. During your time travel, do you feel the shake go back inside you?
I don't know. Time travel doesn't exist, so.
Time travel,
what do you think?
Time travel does exist.
No, they
how do you explain deja vu?
It's not deja vu.
Deja vu is something that has already happened.
It's premonition. So it's not really you taking that back.
I can see what you're saying there.
Because they say the whole paradox thing is, you know, out there.
Think about if everyone traveled back, like, I don't know, 200 fucking years. How much shit would have to go in your ass? Everyone's ass.
Everyone's booty butt.
Then you like, you just de-age. And then you going back in your dad's pecker, then you do the same thing again. It goes back in that guy's pecker, and just so on, and it's like, what the fuck?
You know what is cool?
Fuck backwards time travel.
Wieners and so on.
You know what is cool? Justin over there, he's delightfully paradoxical.
Paradoxical.
That sounded like he was about to, like, drop some rhymes.
He's
like,
a
he
huge dick with a tiny penis.
Tiny penis.
Wait, say what?
Justin Tiny Justin Penis, brought to you by penis. Justin's
okay.
Tiny Wiener.
He's a huge dick with a tiny penis.
No one wants it.
The ladies don't complain.
The end.
I think Sierra has a fucking something to say about that. I've
it's
heard.
A,
what do you have to say
it's
about
a
that?
Sewing
that
needle.
So what is
it works like a sewing machine. Okay?
So Ashley's got something to say about it. So a couple other people.
She's just liberal and mad. That's all she.
Ashley, you're liberal
all day.
It is a disease. You need to get help.
Yep.
Boom.
Mental illness.
Mental illness. You have a wrong way of thinking.
I like how we went through 7.5 minutes.
That's mine. I'm just letting him play with it. It's I just.
All right. Well, we're gonna kill this off. We'll probably keep going with the live stream.
Yeah, buddy.
So we're done with the
done with this podcast. But if you want to see more, look at the live stream, nigga.
Hard A, man.
Hard A.
Hard
I don't give a fuck. Fucking finally.
I'm like no.
Yeah, Scott got out of the camera last night. No, don't do it! Don't hang up!
No,
I'm lonely!
Oh, yeah. I am lonely. Someone help me. This has been Mayhem, Misdemeanors, and Debauchery. Here with special guest Adam.
What, dude?
And Sarah.
You almost had it.
And the regular crew.
You, like,
see you guys.
For a second. Adam and his-